waste your time, please hang up and dial again. If you need help, please don't phone us.
Hey guys, we're back. Welcome to Waste Your Time with Marie and Justin. I'm Marie and this is Justin.
And you're listening to Waste Your Time.
Yes, you are.
And you can find us at wasteyourtime.podomatic.com.
Of course.
You can follow us on Twitter at Waste Your Time. Yours, you are. And we have a Tumblr page. It's wasteyourtime.tumblr.com.
Also, meet us on Skype so then we can talk. That is Waste Your Time. What? WASTEURTIMEWUT.
And last week we posted our first episode ever.
Yeah, we were. We were a bit nervous about
really
it.
Nervous.
But we're actually glad that you guys took the time to actually listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, if you're still listening to it, we would love to hear your comments.
Yeah, feedback. You
know, right.
Anything would be nice.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I just want to let everybody know the picture on the first podcast looks nothing like us. Looks nothing like us.
I don't know.
Actually, you drew the picture, right?
Yeah,
I drew the picture. She actually draws anime characters and all that stuff.
It was actually just a random picture of a couple that I drew, and I had to have something up there before I made our banner, and I just chose it out of my
the sketch pad,
yeah, out of my sketchbook, and just put it up there. I added some color with
yeah, you made the girl black and the guy,
yeah, but
the guy was nothing like me.
I also have the real picture on DeviantArt. Where it's,
You have a DeviantArt account?
Yeah, I do.
What's that?
It's, Mari Miyuki.
Spell that.
Y-U-K-I.
We'll put it in the description when we post this podcast. But Miyuki, how'd you get that name?
Actually, it's a funny story. I got that from, when I used to play online.
You just play, like, RPG games online?
Yeah. Actually, it's a gaming, not exactly gaming. It's a thing online. It's called, IMVU. And I met a girl there on IMVU, and, we kind of became friends. That's a story for another day. But, we were both making out our names, and I chose Mari Miyuki because it was, like, this thing online.
Was that set names already?
No, it wasn't set names.
So you just made that off the top of your head?
Yeah. I made the name because I found it online. Like, you know those Japanese names for babies?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're looking at those.
I chose it.
You were looking at Japanese names for babies?
Yeah. She said it sounded like an anime name. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I'm going to choose this.
All Japanese names are anime-sounding names.
And, we went to see the Avengers movie.
Oh, yes. Yes. An Avengers movie.
I liked it.
It was action-packed.
Very action.
It was like action-packed throughout the whole movie with a little comedy in it.
I liked it. Of course, there were babies, like,
screaming I heard that.
During the movie.
But it didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
It wasn't that loud. We went in the afternoon.
Yeah. The school was still in and stuff like that, so...
Yeah.
And it actually cost less.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I kind of wish we watched it in 3D.
Yeah, it would have cost
a lot. It would have cost a little bit more, but I think it was worth it. But now it wouldn't be because we've seen what's going to happen. And the Hulk was amazing in it.
Yeah, he was.
Hulk and Iron Man.
Iron Man is still my favorite. I love him because he's so sarcastic.
He's so
and
cocky
I love that.
And
I love
confident.
That. I love sarcastic people.
I just like it because he just talks shit.
But
that's what all my superheroes do, just talk shit.
There was like this one part in the movie that I like died laughing at is when Thor said that his brother was adopted. Oh my gosh. It was like probably like the best part in the movie, but some people...
That was the best part?
To me. It was, like, a funny, really funny part. Because it was, like, he was trying to defend him, and then he was, like... Then the woman was, like, he killed, like, over 1,000 people, and he was, like, he was adopted.
I think the funniest part when he was talking to his brother in, the, like, the woods or whatever it was, and Iron Man was, like... And Iron Man was, sounds like Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
But enough spoilers. Well, actually... There is a adoption group who is who's upset by that one joke that you was referring to, by the adoption joke.
Really?
Yes. Let me pull it up here.
Oh, we have an article on it.
Yes, Jamie Burke on Change.org. He actually put a petition out there.
What's it say?
It says, and this is his quote, according to the scriptwriter, the fact Loki was adopted is the reason he is the bad guy. Being adopted is not something to use for the butt of jokes. Marvel immediately ceased using adoption as the butt of jokes and issued a public apology to the adoption community. He's really upset. He demands an apology from Marvel for using this adoption joke.
Wow. Bull. That is so... wow. I wasn't upset. I'm adopted. And I don't care.
You're adopted. What?
Yes, I'm adopted.
No, I knew that.
Yes, people, I'm adopted. But, it's... I don't see the problem here. Just because he said that the that Loki was adopted, who cares? He was, so.
Wait, was Loki? Loki wasn't adopted.
That's what they said in the movie. That's what Loki said, that he wasn't, that his father wasn't, that
his
Thor's
stepbrother
father
or
wasn't his, like,
I don't know.
Father.
Email us, nerds. We don't know. But anyways, he was mad because they used the, oh, he's adopted, because he was referring to him as being a bad guy.
Who cares?
That's why he was upset.
It's a movie, guys. A movie. It does not refer to real life.
What?
It doesn't. Do you see many gods running around, you know, killing people?
You're not supposed to be able to see them. That's why they're demigods, Marie.
Oh, my
you
God.
You just don't see them. Oh, they're demigods.
God. No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Somebody's working on an Iron Man suit right now, and it's workable.
No, I hope not.
You know
those,
they are.
Those are the people we call crazy.
What?
Crazy. I better not see you running around in a Superman costume trying to fight crime, saying that you're stronger than a speeding bullet or whatever.
Never. Never. All right, just go.
So, basically, they're mad that he said that Loki was adopted and is putting a bad rep on the adoption community. I say bull, but whatever. To each his own.
Mm-hmm. But, and people are getting mad at Thor, like he's a real person.
Do they want Thor to come out and just...
They're just so mad at Thor. Like,
do they want him to like appear and just say, I'm sorry people for saying that Loki, my brother, was adopted. Heaven forbid.
Well, this guy, this writer for Sundance, he wrote, my mind's still blown over how marvelous the Avengers was, although I did not appreciate that adoption joke, Thor.
Oh, wow, really?
People are just mad at Thor.
A fan tweeted.
That's not a fan, that's a...
Avengers fan tweeted.
That's a writer for the Sundance channel. I mean, it is a fan, too.
That is so... wow. Who cares?
But it's just... I think people just want a reason to be mad.
Everyone wants a reason to be mad. Like, I saw this thing on my Facebook about, America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. We watched that a little bit.
Yeah, there was this gay dancers
mm-hmm.
who, you know, made it because they said that they all appreciated them and they were happy that they came and they're a family, blah, blah. But, there's this thing on Facebook that this girl decided to record over because she said that Nick Cannon didn't hug one of the gay guys.
Oh my God.
And when I looked at it, it didn't even look like the gay guy was going in for a hug. It looked like he was just about to walk into him. So Nick Cannon sort of like moved out of his way. And like you said, people are trying to find a reason to be upset. And even so, even if Nick Cannon didn't want to hug him, that's Nick Cannon's choice. No reason for him. You can't force a hug on someone. Even if it was a straight guy wanting to hug Nick Cannon. If Nick Cannon didn't want to hug him, then that's his choice. That's how I feel about it. I'm sorry.
I feel the same way. I hate those getting hug raped.
Yeah. And it's not that he didn't want, because he touched one of the other gay guys who was,
he's gay,
who came in. They did like a handshake or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like that black man hand slap thing. hand slap thing. So, and people were like talking about like, I can't believe he did not hug that gay guy. And then other people were like, you know, leave him alone. It doesn't matter. There are more important things to worry about than Nick Cannon not hugging someone. And some of them were right. Like, who cares if he doesn't hug him? I don't hug most people. I don't like it when people randomly hug me.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah.
Anybody just randomly.
Like, some people want their personal space. And I'm pretty sure that guy, he wasn't upset that Nick Cannon didn't hug him. He looked pretty much fine to me. And then they wanted to look like, do a close-up on Nick Cannon's face. Like, the way he looked after all of it. And they were just, it's really stupid. You people should probably look it up yourselves. It's probably on YouTube. Try looking up Nick Cannon won't hug a gay guy on American's Got Talent.
Somebody made that video?
Yeah, it was just some girl who had no life who decided to, I guess, rewind it on her DVR.
Oh, okay. I hate those people, too. The people that say, oh, you got nothing better. I mean, there's so much, what was the phrase you used? So much better things to do with your time.
Yeah,
I hate those people that say that, too.
Yeah, but why?
Those people say that is so annoying.
That you have so much better things to do with your life? How's that?
Those people are so annoying.
How?
They're just annoying.
Why? Believe it. Why?
I find those people so annoying.
Because they don't have anything else better to do with their time?
Because they're just saying, like, oh, you don't have anything else better to do. You can do so much more than just ridicule. Like, well, shut up.
Okay, you hate those people.
I hate those people.
Alrighty then. Well, speaking of things you don't have to do with your time, better things to do with your time that Justin seems to really hate.
I hate when people say that. Don't ever say that. I mean, ignore it completely. Justin. Just ignore it completely. Justin. Don't, yeah.
You have nothing else better to do with your time.
I will slap.
Well, speaking of that, obviously I'm one of those people because I've been keeping up with these shows and stuff like that.
What shows?
Huh?
What shows you've been watching?
Mostly Touch, Once Upon a Time.
You've been keeping up with Touch?
Yes, I have.
I watched like the first three episodes and I haven't watched anything since.
Pretty Little Liars.
I've seen the season finale of Pretty Little Liars with you.
Yeah, and to the wise, never watch a show with Justin because he will talk through it because he doesn't, like, if he doesn't feel like it's important or if it's not anything, this show was important to me. I wanted to see it. I wanted to feel what's going on here. I finally saw Abe was, and he's just talking through it like, who's that person? Who's this person? Who is that?
As soon as what you do when we watch sports together.
No, no. I would not. I would just sit there and pretend like I know what's going on. I will not ask you, what's a field goal? Or who put the ball in the basket? I'm not going to sit there and ask you that. I'm going to let you enjoy your game. Like, I would hope that you would let me enjoy my show.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did let you enjoy it. Did you have to go back and watch it?
Asking me questions, yes.
Oh, my God.
The next day, when it was on demand, I had to go back and watch it because I missed so much. I was like, it's because of him. So, when it comes to season finales, I will not watch any shows with you.
I'll just wait till it comes.
That's what I do now.
It's the big event.
Whenever you come over the next day, when you come over to see me and stuff like that, I don't watch my shows until it comes on to on demand the next day, because at least then I could sit there, enjoy, maybe have some popcorn, and I don't have to deal with someone asking me, "So what's going on here? Who did that? oh my gosh, he got killed. Or looking it up on Google and finding out who A is.
Well, I was curious. I just wanted to know who A was.
Oh my gosh.
Mysterious A person.
Sitting there watching the whole show with him, he already knows who A is.
Yep, I found out already.
Like, he doesn't even know who these people are. And he already knows, and he's holding it over me. And me being that sort of person who wants to know is like, tell me who it is. It doesn't matter. You can, like, it doesn't matter if you tell me, like, the ending to a movie or a show or how something's going to end. It's not going to stop me from watching it. It's not going to stop me from watching it. I'm going to watch it no matter what. Because the reaction that you have is not necessarily the reaction I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that he knew and he didn't even watch the show, it made me mad. I wanted to know.
That's fun times.
That is not fun times.
That is fun times.
You messing up my show. But yeah, I've been keeping up with these shows. Awesome shows, actually. I love them. New Girl's finale just went off, and I loved it. It's quite obvious that the Jess is going to this is what I have to deal with, guys. That Jess, the girl, new girl.
Oh, she's the new girl in town.
Yeah, the new girl.
Let me guess, she's the new girl in town, and every episode is her finding her way in town.
Shut up.
Right?
Shut up.
Right?
Shut up.
Every episode she deals with something crazy.
Shut up!
Isn't it? Isn't it, Marie? Tell me. Am I right?
Oh my gosh, I hate him.
Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
I know it. I never even seen that show.
Well, I guess it's sort of payback, because every time when I'm watching a show with him, I guess what's going to happen next, and it does happen.
Oh, I hate that too, and it really does. I don't know how you know. Like,
it's the setup.
I don't understand how you know. Like, if you haven't seen Misfits before.
And yet I knew everything that was going to happen.
All right, Misfits is the greatest show probably ever made.
Isn't that coming out with the third season?
Fourth season.
Oh, fourth season. I saw the third season.
Yeah, we saw the third season where somebody died.
We can't tell them?
Well, they might want to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. You guys might,
I mean, you might watch it. Misfits is a great show. It's on Hulu right now. The whole series on Hulu. You can just sit there and just watch. You'll be hooked and you just watch all of them. The writing's great. Everything's great. All right, back to your girly shows.
Girly shows. Excuse me, they're not girly shows.
All right, what's your next show that you'll
watch? They are shows that empower women.
Empower women.
Shut up.
So what's the next show that empower women?
Once Upon a Time, also a good show. I don't know if this was the season finale. I gotta check that out. But,
Oh, I'm in. Season finale.
Because you want to mess up my season finale.
What's the big question that we're all dying to find out?
Who is the real bad guy?
All right, I'll just Google it.
You're an ass. But, who is the real bad guy? Is it the Evil Queen or is it Rumpelstiltskin? Obviously.
Rumpelstiltskin, he's in the show?
Yeah, he's
that's from the fairy tale books.
Yeah. It turns out that a guy who steals babies is really a really bad guy in this movie.
Well, steal babies, of course.
Well, yeah, but how do you go from stealing babies to ruling the world? Yeah,
I see how that happens.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
one baby at a time.
that's how you get ready to rule the world.
But, yeah.
So, all your shows are almost done.
Actually, and if you have not seen Touch, we haven't reached the season finale yet. In fact, a show is probably broadcasting today, because today is Thursday. And if you have not seen Touch, it's all about a boy.
Now, Touch is actually a show that I can watch.
But you haven't been watching it.
Because I just haven't been watching it. But, I mean, I could watch it. I can actually sit and stare at it.
But it's all about a little boy who can tell. Is it like the future?
Yeah, he can see stuff in the future, but he can't talk for some reason. But he talks in the beginning, which that makes no sense.
Think of it like
I mean, if he can talk.
It's like him thinking.
Maybe it is him thinking.
It's like him thinking. But he can tell the future just by doing numbers. Isn't he just a jerk
then? If he could talk the whole time, if he's just not going to talk, he's going to write numbers down until you figure it out. That makes him a jerk.
That does not make him a jerk.
How's it not?
He can't talk. Stop being mean.
In the intro, he can talk. But instead of talking, he writes
crazy numbers. We're probably hearing what he's saying in his mind.
But to his dad or whoever that is, all he does is write numbers out and he has to figure it out. He has to go on this crazy scheme that takes him like an hour, an episode, to figure out. He could have just told him it would have been done in the first 30 minutes. Maybe.
That would be too easy. He wants his dad.
But then why make him talk in the beginning anyways? Because you're telling me that he can talk.
No. What I'm telling you is that it's like probably his thoughts. Like he's probably thinking these things. We're probably hearing his thoughts.
But he can speak in his thoughts, but he just can't physically say it.
I'm pretty sure people who can't speak can still think. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Take that.
But still. Don't trick me in the beginning telling me that he can speak. And he doesn't speak in the whole show. He just writes numbers and
What is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. I see nothing wrong with that.
And he can't be touched. If somebody touches him, he goes crazy.
Actually, in this last episode, he did touch someone. Like, he never touches anyone. I think the only one he's ever touched before he touched this one other person was his dad when he gave him a hug. But, yeah, he can't be touched, which I really don't know what the deal is with that one.
He just has OCD or something.
Like, it hurts him.
Like, he can't do it.
But he's, like, the cutest little boy.
He's a little fro.
He is so adorable. It's not a fro.
That's whatever it is. I haven't seen it in a while. But the guy, Kiefer Sutherland, I watched this other show, his old show, 24, I had to stop it because just because the season were too long. 24 episodes a season.
Oh, so you decided not to watch the rest of it?
Yeah, I got into season 3 and I just stopped.
I mean,
it's not bad, but it's just... Why can't everything be like HBO? 12 episodes a season.
They don't want to make it that easy
for HBO you. is 12 episodes a season. You're sitting there.
We're talking to someone who has a short attention span. He doesn't like to sit and wait for things. He wants it to happen like boom. Like when we were at my friend's house watching Jurassic Park, he wanted the dinosaurs to just pop up out of nowhere.
It's called Jurassic Park.
It started out with a dinosaur. Don't you remember? The guy got...
The black guy died, and I was out already.
And the guy was still holding on to his hand, even though the guy was pretty much being digested by the dinosaur. So why are you still holding this guy's hand? He's dead now. Let him go. But, you can't... Like, did you like it?
Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Okay. He's never seen it before, guys. Just to let you know.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen before, actually.
Yeah. He's never,
I just don't.
Like, he's never been to IHOP, and he's never been to Denny's.
I've been there many a times.
Poor soul. He's been there once. To both.
Many
once.
Times. But just, you know, when you cook your own food, you don't have to go. True.
But, yeah.
So you've been watching Scandal, right?
I saw the second episode to it. I haven't seen the first
Do all
episode.
Black women like Scandal? That's what it seems like.
What? No.
On Twitter, just everywhere, just... I get the vibe that just black women's empowering black women, right?
Do you want us to be empowered any more than we are now?
I want the best for you.
I'm already empowered. Nothing empowers me, but...
So what is Scandal about exactly? Like, the episode you've seen? Did you start at episode 1?
No, I started on episode 2. Didn't you hear me?
Oh, well, go ahead.
Well, why don't you just tell them first what you thought Scandal was about? Go ahead.
I thought Scandal was about scandals in the U.S. government. She tries to cover it up.
He thought she was a whore. When I talked, he texted me one day. He asked me what I was doing, and I said, "I'm watching Scandal." And he was like, "Is that about that girl who's a whore and she's trying to cover up her?" I was like, "No."
I was misinformed.
It's not that, Justin. She's not a whore.
No, she's empowering women. I know. I get it.
Yeah.
So the episode you watched, what was that about?
Can't tell, because people might want to watch it. Just know that it actually is a good episode. It actually is kind of funny, too. And I hope that you guys like it. I don't want to give too much about any of these shows. Just want to let you know that they're good shows. But really, that's my opinion. you can make your own opinion on it. I don't know how you can go back to the beginning, but more power to you if you do find a way. There are, you could probably find it on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And
or on demand, you have on demand, maybe.
Yeah, and on demand. Try to catch up. These shows are really good, and I don't want you to mess up.
These girly shows.
Not Touch. Touch right. isn't a girly show.
Well, most of them. But speaking of scandal, did you hear Obama speaking for gay rights? He openly spoke for gay rights. Was it last week?
And that's a scandal?
Yeah, because he openly spoke for gay rights. And now people are just going against him. But to me, that's just... To me, he's taking a stand. Like, you don't see presidents do that. Especially in this is election year where it could hurt him. And he took a stand.
Yeah. But do you really think it's his views or is he just trying to get the gay vote?
If anything, this will hurt his vote. Not help his vote.
You really think so?
Because there's, I read articles saying that his numbers have been down.
Wow.
Whenever he released his statement. Saying you're for gay rights never helps your vote. Never. That's why none of the gay rights will ever get passed. Wow. I remember all those gay marriage things, they never get passed.
Yeah.
Like the one in California, that didn't get passed. And
But there are some that have been passed.
Maybe.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, I don't have the internet right now. I can't look it up. But yeah, there's some that got passed maybe, but a lot of them don't. It's like...
It's a good thing that I'm not Democratic or Republican. I can't stand politics. I'm independent.
Mm-hmm.
And, it doesn't mean that I'm being lazy on voting. I'm going to vote. But
one
it's
day
mostly,
you'll get them.
It's mostly for the lesser of two evils, you know? Because politicians are evil to me. Like, really. When you see them on the commercials, they never tell you what they're going to do for you. They tell you what the other guy has done. And really, I don't care about that.
Oh, especially now, it's election year. It's going to get dirty on TV.
Yeah.
You're about to see some crazy stuff on TV.
I want
to
know what you're going to do for me. How are you going to help America? I don't care about what this person's done in the past or what kind of stupid things you're going to do because this person has done something wrong. Who cares? I want to know what you're going to do. If you're not going to bring down the gas prices or help the poor here in America, then I can give two shits, really.
Well, the whole point of it was Obama like openly spoke out for gay rights, not your political views. Just him doing that, he took a stand, which like nobody else would do. Like, who would do that in election year?
I know Republicans wouldn't.
Well, Republicans would never. They say some crazy things.
But, it's bravo that he actually did take a stand, but, yeah, it probably is going to hurt him, but then again, it might not. It might help him, in a way. Who knows?
I don't see how it could help him, but to me, it's, him taking a stand makes him look better to me.
This is coming from Justin.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, speaking of taking a stand.
What is with you in speaking of?
I want to transition it.
Yeah, but you're always like, speaking of.
All right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so New Jersey has recently banned texting while walking.
Really, no.
You heard me.
Yeah, I heard you.
Texting while walking. Not you, I know you heard me. So if they find somebody texting and walking at the same time, it's an $85 fine.
Well, then.
$85. Fine, Marie.
Okay. I get it. $85 fining.
Yeah, for texting and walking and everything and all that. Mm-hmm.
But who cares? I mean, it's just texting and walking. I guess if you're bumping into people, yeah, but as long as you know how to put down the stupid cell phone when you're crossing the street, then it seems pretty much okay to me. But now this is kind of like telling people don't text until you get home. But what if it's like a big thing? What if dad died or something like that?
I understand your argument, but don't walk and text and then just bump into people and be rude about it.
Of course not.
Just be smart. And it's not, it's a couple of people, a couple of videos you've seen when a girl just walks and texts and she falls in like a manhole or something. Those videos mess it up for everybody. But to me, I kind of like this texting while walking thing.
You like that they get $85 fine?
Well, $85 fine, but I'm glad that it gets something. Because you shouldn't be able just... You're a walking hazard because you don't see things.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, I do... I see like, how...
It's kind of like texting while driving. Driving, that's way more dangerous.
But, yeah, it is.
But walking, like...
Like, you can see somebody texting while walking and someone texting while driving, hitting the person who was texting while walking.
That's crazy. I didn't have a punchline ready for that. But yeah, this... I really don't know what I think about this. On one hand, it's good. On one hand, it's bad.
It's kind of like putting a restriction on what we do every day. I text and walk at work. When I'm walking to work, I text and walk. It's no big deal. Just as long as you know, it's basically common sense, people.
Oh, I just want to know, are they just stopping everybody who's texting and walking at the same time? Or are they just stopping people who bumps into people, who does something stupid with it? But I can see how this is bad.
Yeah. Did you, by the way, did you hear about the lady who killed her children and then killed herself? They talk about it. They talk about it every day at work now. It's like the biggest thing.
Did it happen here?
Yeah, it happened here. I don't care how bad your children are or
why
how
you gonna
sucky.
Why you gonna take a kid out?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
How sucky your life is. I just know if I had a child, I would not kill them. That would be my life. I killed myself before I killed my child, but I would...
Yeah, me too.
But seeing that I love myself, I would not kill myself either. No, not Marie.
Not Marie,
middle
not
name,
the one
last
that...
names here. I would not.
Not Marie, the one that, you know, I'm sexy and I know it, Marie.
Shut up.
Not that Marie.
But yeah, no. It's sad times we're living in, people. I'm sorry. Just
happened
in
this city.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never understood those people either. Like, what happened to you to make you want to kill your kid? I understand killing somebody else. That's fine. But killing your own kid?
Why?
Like, Casey?
That's part of you. You're killing a part of yourself. Why would you do it? It doesn't make any sense. I don't care how life is. You could just put them in an adoption agency or something than to kill them.
And if she didn't kill herself and she was a little white girl, she would have got away with it.
Shut it. It was a black woman.
I know what I'm saying. If she was white, she would have gotten away with it.
Oh, you mean when that...
Casey Anthony.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bullshit right there. But, yeah, it's a sad world we're living in. There actually has been people who have killed for worse. Like, this guy killed his wife. And the police came up to him and like, why'd you kill your wife? He was like, because I told her to shut up and she wouldn't.
Well, you know, sometimes you just gotta
shut up.
That is the strongest pin slap
ever. It kind of reminds me of I don't know what show that was. He was like, someday, and he would usually say this guy off of the show. He was like, one day, boom, pam, straight to the moon. But this guy shot his wife. I don't know if she went to heaven or hell, but he shot her straight to that place.
Straight to the moon. Speaking of being shot.
Really?
Kim Kardashian, what?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, so we got what's going on in the celebrity world. Oh, there's one thing, really. Kim Kardashian has been hacked on IMDb.com. Somebody hacked her IMDb page and put like her real profile. Like, this is the truest profile ever of Kim Kardashian. It says Kim Kardashian is emblematic of the shallowness of American culture in the first two decades of the new millennium. While some cultural critics call her the prime avatar of the famous for being famous faux celebrity crowd, she, along with Paris Hilton, is a new breed of cat whose celebrity comes from a release of a sex tape and the candid exploitation of the resulting publicity. Yes. So supposedly John Hotwood, the IMDb writer, wrote this.
Really?
But we don't know who really wrote this. But to me, that's the realest statement ever. I don't even know why she is a celebrity. But her dad was a lawyer. But still, I don't know.
That's all it is. Her dad was a lawyer.
She's pretty.
They just said it was a sex tape.
Oh, yeah, sex tape. Oh.
That made her popular.
Oh, that was the I remember that. The trend was all the celebrities were going to release this sex tape and get popular.
That's kind of sad.
That is kind of sad and amazing at the same time. Have you seen Kim Kardashian's sex tape before?
No, I don't usually go online searching for Kim Kardashian sex tapes.
Well, I know, but I mean, you haven't seen it before?
No.
I remember watching it. I remember it was boring. It was like, it was just weird. It was like, I guess somebody spliced it up. It was just a weird tape.
Her looking at the camera? Oh, you know she's not,
No, like, she was in the mirror, like, talking, like, I'll show you one day. It's weird. Like, it's not, it's like, they show a picture of her, like, of her life a little bit, then it shows her, like, doing porn. Then it shows, it just goes back and forth, it switches, it's weird.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched it 2 or 3 times to make sure I was right.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You know, you're letting me in on stuff I never knew about you.
Well, everybody's seen the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Not everybody. Not this girl.
I know. I don't know why you haven't seen it.
It's because I don't go online looking for Kim Kardashian sex tapes.
Well, I don't either. Just the link just comes up and you just click it, okay?
Was I the only one doing her work in high school?
What work?
Example right there. Prime example right there. I guess I was the only person in high school actually doing homework while others were looking up Kim Kardashian.
Well, we didn't really look it up. It just porn. You see the link one of your buddies sent you or somebody sent you. You found online and you just went there and you seen it. I mean, it's not like, I know you're trying to make me feel bad, but it's not going to work. I'm pretty sure everybody out there has seen it.
Proud American for it.
Proud American. I'm pretty sure everybody has seen it. Her, people forget that Ray J was the other person.
By the way, people, leave a comment if you've seen Kim Kardashian's sex tape.
Comment if you just comment.
Please help me prove him wrong that all of you good people have not seen this sex tape.
Well, if they didn't see it, why is she popular then?
Well, shut up.
There's a reason.
Oh, come on. Please, people, please. Please tell me that you have not seen the sex tape, so I don't feel like the only one.
I think you're alone on this.
Even if I am the only one, I am not going to go and look up Kim Kardashian sex tape.
We'll watch it together for research.
Research.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's not exactly a ideal date.
Do you know who's in the sex tape with her?
Who?
Brandy's little brother.
Really?
Ray J.
What?
Yes.
No. I'm not going to go. It's not exactly an ideal date. Hey, you know what, babe? We haven't hung out for a while, so, you know, how about you get the popcorn and set up a little spot on the couch for us, and I'm going to pop in a little Kim Kardashian sex tape. Yeah, not exactly an ideal date.
To me, that sounds great, though.
No.
All I was missing is candles.
Candles and lotion.
Yeah, so speaking of working hard for the money.
Really?
What?
Really?
Kim Kardashian didn't work hard for the money.
How do you just transition like that? What kind of transition is that? Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, moment of silence for today, because Donna Summers died today. Do you know what Donna Summer is?
The woman who made It Works Hard for the Money?
Yes.
That one.
And you knew that because of the great segue I invented.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you knew it. I don't mean to compare her to Kim Kardashian, because she actually done stuff in her life.
Good stuff.
Donna Summer actually done. She's made some classics like Last Dance, Hot Stuff, and Bad Girls. I never heard none of those little songs. But yeah, apparently she was from cancer or something. It was from cancer.
But rest in peace, Donna Summers. I'm pretty sure my mom probably knows.
Yeah, your mom probably knows
who
Donna Summer is. Yeah, so everybody out there, this is Waste Your Time. You can follow us at twitter.com/wasteyourtime.
Mm-hmm.
Waste is always you are. Waste your time. Tumblr, wasteyourtime.tumblr.com. The Podomatic page is wasteyourtime.podomatic.com. Am I missing anything else?
Skype.
Skype. You can talk to us on Skype. We're on all the time. You can sign on and chat with us on Skype. It's Waste Your Time What? That's WASTEURTIMEWUT. And just come chat with us. As always, you can leave feedback. And
we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we love to hear feedback. Follow us on Twitter. We just...
We're not posting much now, but as soon as we're really into this, we will be posting a lot. Like, mostly we're posting randomly. And we would love for you to follow us on Twitter. We would love to follow you as well. Mm-hmm. And we will thank you for the following. And follow us on Tumblr. We're always posting random crap.
Yeah, I just put a lot of pictures on.
Yeah.
So there's random stuff that I find on the internet. I just put them on.
Yeah. And also comment. We would love to hear your comments.
Yes, we would love to hear your comments.
We would love to hear what you like about us, what you hate dislike about us. We want to hear it.
Just anything, really. We really want to interact with you guys because we're always on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet us and we will find it. We'll tweet us and we will respond. We'll have a conversation. It doesn't matter. And just anything. Nothing is off limits.
Right. So we hope to hear from you soon. This is Waste Your Time signing out.
How's the show? Good?
Yeah, I liked it. Well, this is Daft Punk with One More Time, in case you didn't know
one
them.
One More Time.
They were like an anime singing group. Probably like the second thing to the Smurfs, actually looking like humans.
Did you say Smurfs?
Yeah, they look like blue men. They are blue men.
Avatar. The blue man group.
Oh, everyone is blue. You can tell the black guys because it's an afro.
Because
of
afro?
And the big lips. Yeah, you can tell. Look at that.
Big lips. How dare you say that?
Well, tell me you don't think he's black. In the voice. Coming up soon. You see all
why's
the little
girls
there?
Why's the little, I'm about to say that. Why's the little kids in the...
Huh?
So the little kids in the club or something.
Yeah.
That is a black guy.
Yeah, I told you it was a black guy. I'm sure there was five of them in the group, but I guess there is just four. One girl humping the guitar. Yeah, hey, you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Girl humping the guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, she don't need it again.
Well, like, my eyes are in the wrong place.
I love this song when I was a little girl.
How old are you listening to?
Probably like, happy to be in 13, 14, when I first saw it. It is pretty old.
I've never actually seen this video.
Yeah, I kind of kept up with it.
I didn't know Daft Punk because of Kanye West.
Yeah, I know. One more time.
What would you do for a blonde bike?
Look, that's two girls. Did you see that?
Those two?
Yeah, it was, no, it was two girls holding each other. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No. You don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate. Yeah. This is where the tempo goes up.
One more time.
Oh, look, he's got a little...
No bracelet.
No, they just made him black right there. Right there. One more time.
They made him green like the Hulk.
Why are all of them sweating? They probably did something.
Marie, see, have you ever seen been to a concert? They'd be sweating.
Well, yeah, but they didn't do anything.
They just put on a show for everybody, for all the little kids.
Well,
more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free.
All right.
One more time. Music's got me feeling so free.
Music makes me feel so free.
Celebrate and dance so free.
Dance so free.
One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free.
Well, they're on a spaceship.
Yeah,
I'm not paying attention because the song was too rhythmic.
One more time.
What is that?
The bad guy is even tapping at it.
The bad guy's probably adopted.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying. Apparently, adopted people are bad. Probably watching Kim Kardashian movie on that, too.
Really? Oh, maybe he should invite you so you can start watching it together.
Seeing it already. I passed. I'd rather watch professionals. Like Stormtroopers.
You know, I would go after them too, seeing that he's saying the same exact thing over and over again.
It does sound the same. Is there any verse in that song?
I would want to kill him too.
Are there any words to this song?
That's the end of it.
But I heard the same thing over and over. So they lost?
Yeah, one more time.
Well, we just hit the button.
Yeah. Freeloaders.